Welcome back to Hard Facts with Sandra Ezekwesili.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili. It's time for something that I absolutely love on Hard Facts.
If you earn a living, you probably own a business, work for one, or want to start one. Business is central to your life. But do most business shows really speak to you?
Today on the show, the billion-dollar valuation of
Balogu and Broad does. Let's talk about the stock market and Alaba market. Let's talk about share IPOs and diesel supply LPOs. Let's talk about Broad Street.
The Nigeria Stock Exchange recorded an all-time high of
and Balogun Street.
The maximum I will spend on fuels on fro was 4,000.
On Balogu and Broad, Wednesdays at 5.
Is it ethical for loan apps to contact debtors' friends? You may have heard of some of these loan apps by now. Basically, these apps allow you to borrow money without collateral. Lots of private people and small businesses are rushing to these apps for loans because, as you know, getting loans from the formal financial system is very difficult. But you see that difficulty, eh? You get why, yo? Here's today's business hard fact. Oluka Adepiton, the MD of the Bank of Industry, says over 80% of its loans to entrepreneurs are non-performing. Non-performing loan means that a debtor has stopped paying back. Guy, 80%. Chineke. That's one, just one of the reasons why banks and other financial institutions are very particular about collateral before lending. They're worried about the very real risk that the person who borrows will not pay back. But if there's collateral, they can hold on to the collateral, like maybe a house. They can grab it. In fact, it happened to the house where I live. I've told you about this story so many times. My previous landlord took a loan from a bank, did not pay back. But since he used the house as collateral, the bank repossessed the house. They now sold it to a new landlord to get their money back. But now let's take a look at these loan apps. Let's come to these loan apps. Like I said, most of them don't ask for collateral. So how do they make sure they get their money back? They use your contacts. Because remember, the app is on your phone. So when you're signing up on the app and you're applying for a loan, the app gets your permission to access your phone contacts. The app now sends all your contacts to the company's server. And then if you don't pay the loan back in time, the company sends SMS messages to the people in your contacts, telling them that you are an onigbese. In fact, let me read you a sample message. This one is a real message sent by a real lending app to a real person who was a contact of a real borrower. Quote, "This is to inform the general public that Mr. XXX with telephone number XXX is a chronic debtor and a fraudster. He is on the run after duping a lending money company. You are advised to stay clear from him." End quote. Chineke God. So clearly the company's hope here is that the contacts who receive these messages will call the debtor and ask them what's going on. Or maybe even put pressure on them to pay back the money. Either way, the hope is that the debtor will feel some level of shame and embarrassment and feel compelled to pay back. Now, if you go online, you're going to see lots of Nigerians complaining about this thing. You have debtors complaining about the embarrassment. You have non-debtors complaining about the harassment. They're complaining because nobody borrow money from you now. I know they are aware when they come borrow money from you. But now, they get message all the time. They bombard me with message all the time because my phone number, they, the debtor, contact. So there's an ethical question here. There's a question about both the privacy of the contact and their own peace of mind. Should a business be able to disturb you about somebody else's debt if you were not involved in the transaction to begin with? So let's start there first. What do you think about the ethics of the creditor telling these contacts about a default by a borrower? Should someone who wasn't involved in the transaction and did not consent to anything be receiving these messages? Women, call me on 01465-7190, 0700-993-993-993, 01465-7190, 0700-993-993-993. We're streaming live on Facebook, so I want to hear your thoughts. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. We have YouTube, Nigeria Info FM, so share your thoughts there as well. Leave us comments on WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. 080-959-75805. Is it ethical for loan apps to contact the friends of a debtor? What do you think about the ethics of the creditor telling the contact or contacts of a debtor about the default? Chukwudi is our first caller. Hello, Chukwudi. Thank you very much for calling us. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name? Chukwudi, welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, am I talking to Sander Zekisi?
Yes, you are, sir.
Yeah, Sander.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you about this borrower. Eh?
Okay.
They will tell you, maybe they want to borrow 100,000 naira for you.
Hmm.
They will tell you to bring half of the money.
Mm.
At the end of the day, they will hold that money and tell you that it will be paid maybe a week or a day.
Mm.
But even though it is not paid, at the end of the day, the amount you have paid and the one that you hold is not complete, they will come and carry goods in your shop. They will be forcing you, can you hear me?
Uh-huh.
They will be forcing you to pay. But sometimes you'll be tired. Okay, this amount of deposit, this amount of paid. Now, how much remains? They will not tell you, but they will try to be disturbing you. So I feel that the basic thing is that if someone have money, I'm sure the money have than to borrow because it disturbs too much. And immediately you borrow, use that money and buy goods. If the new one you buy, the customer will buy, and that's what you will be paying.
Mm.
Are you hearing me?
I'm hearing you, but you're talking about a different type of borrowing now. We're talking about those that go and borrow from loan companies. You're talking about a different type of borrowing.
The people that they use to borrow the money, at least.
Mm.
Yeah. That people they took to borrow the money, that they call them shorty.
Mm-hmm.
So eventually, if you are not my shorty, and tell me that I will pay the money, my friend or... I didn't know about that, so you cannot force me to pay what I did not eat. Are you getting me?
Okay.
So you know how you started the business and you finish the business with the person. Then by going money, if it is me, I will sue the company to court. I will sue them to court and to arrest them.
So,
mentioning my name anyhow, because I'm not the one who borrowed the money.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much for calling us. Amako Koli on Facebook says, the people dealt with two of my friends. It was serious that all his contacts called him immediately. He received calls like hell. Those online money lenders will defame and drag you to the mud very bad. But is it defamation? Are you not owing them money? Is it defamation? Because, defamation if it's a lie. If it's true, it's not defamation, right? Right? But that's the second part of our conversation. The first part is, does it concern me as a contact that was minding my business? I was not there when you put signed contract. I was not there when they came to borrow money. I was not there when any of those things happened. Why are you sending me messages? What are the ethics? What do you think about the ethics of the creditor telling me, a contact of the borrower, that the borrower has defaulted? If someone was not involved in the transaction and did not consent to anything, should they be receiving these messages? I don't have an opinion on this, one way or the other. I just want to hear what you think. Tosin is in transit. Hi, Tosin.
Hello, good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon, Tosin. Welcome.
Yes, this happening is so annoying that when someone borrow money and you don't even know that person is owing, they are not part that it may be 2,000 naira.
Mm.
Like this afternoon, somebody called me, somebody that I did not know, asking me that so person borrow money from, so send the person to pay back.
Mm.
You can imagine the embarrassment.
Mm.
So this thing, we really want to know how we can solve this problem. Like now, you borrow money without my consent. I don't even know what to do with your own money. And somebody is calling me, sending me text message. Please, what can we do to solve this problem? Thank you.
Good question, Tosin. What can we do to solve this problem? Tosin is asking.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening, ma'am. What's your name?
I'm in Kandilimi. This is Sandra Ezekwesili.
This is Sandra Ezekwesili. Welcome.
Thank you. Well done as well. So this loan app you're talking about, you were saying, is it right for them to call us the contact of the person who might have borrowed?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the problem we have in Nigerians. We choose not to read. If you could check closely, maybe in the terms and conditions. Given,
mm-hmm.
It might have been stated.
Okay.
So it was by your consent that you had to access your contact.
Yes.
So this is very integrity. You know, if someone were to call me today and say, a contact on my phone refused to pay a certain amount of money,
mm-hmm.
I don't think I'm going to blame the loan company. Honestly, let's be sincere, because even our humans, we're dealing with our humans, day-to-day humans,
mm-hmm.
they are very funny.
Mm-hmm.
Many people get their money, many people's money are out there. They can't even get
mm-hmm.
back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You try other means, you can't just do it. So somehow, let's sit down, let's just look at it and think quickly. I don't have an issue with them calling me to tell me a contract chose not to, because you should have integrity in the first place.
Mm.
If you have an issue, you can talk to the loan company.
Mm.
You don't have to wait till they start embarrassing you.
Okay.
So I don't think, if the loan company tells you no collateral, for God's sake, are you kidding me? How the hell will they get their money back?
Hmm.
So we should not, for God's sake, problem we have in Nigeria, we don't even read.
Okay.
We don't read. That is why it's very easy for people to swindle us of all our opportunities.
I'm with you.
Even embarrassing. If they call me, I personally will call that contact and disturb the hell out of the contact. Go and pay up your money. You knew what you were getting into. That's the only means they can get their money back, and that's the truth.
All right, thank you very much for calling. So she says, well, when you were taking the loan, you did not read the terms and conditions, right? Okay, but that's you who was taking the loan. That's not Sandra Ezekwesili. Sandra Ezekwesili did not take the loan with you. I did not consent to have the company send Sandra Ezekwesili messages about Chijioke taking a loan from a loan company. So why am I getting messages? Do you not think that that's unethical to be announcing to me, where you know, concern that Chijioke took a loan? If I wasn't involved in the transaction, if I did not consent to anything, I didn't even read any terms and condition, because it did not come up. I did not have a conversation with Chijioke before he did it. Why am I getting messages? Is it ethical for them to contact me? We have Chijioke in Lekki on the line. Hi, Chijioke, welcome.
Yeah, good evening, Sandra.
Good evening.
This matter of loan companies, I have to be honest with you, is quite embarrassing. I personally have received like 2 calls and a text message, you know. And the funny thing is, I don't even remember the name of the person.
Mm-hmm.
You see, when there's a third party in a transaction, I don't think it's fair to start involving a third party that wasn't notified of that transaction.
Mm.
That is my thinking, you know. So if they're doing anything, then first of all, get in touch with those people you're going to call and tell them this person wants to borrow money. Do you want your name to be there? If you say yes, fine. If you say no, they should leave you out. Not just sending you calls, and those calls are pre-recorded. You can't even call back to have an interaction with them. That's the annoying part of the whole thing.
Mm.
You know, so that's the way I see it.
Chijioke, thank you very much for calling. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra, good evening.
Good evening. What's your name, ma'am?
My name is Onyeka.
Welcome, Onyeka. What do you think about this thing?
Okay, the matter is not complicated. The issue is that here in Nigeria now, almost everybody is a debtor. If a hurricane in Nigeria, so it has turned everybody to almost borrowing. This borrowing was not common before when I was growing up. My mother was not borrowing money to pay school fees, to pay house rent, to pay shop rent, to pay everything. Now you borrow money to do it. So, and we now that borrow, now we don't pay back. And you know, there's this attitude, when you borrow with terms that you pay back on so time. If you can't meet up with those terms, call back the person you borrowed money from and tell the person, please, give me time and all of that. Be available. When they call you, answer your calls, pick your calls. But when they cannot see you, you don't call them, they can't assess you, they don't know anything, they will resort to
calling
persons that you know or that know you to get their money. Because if they don't do that, tell me, how are they going to be in business? Because it's their own business too. And they help us by showing this loan online so that we can access it. So if they don't recover it, they won't give to other people and the business will die. So both ways, environment is tight economically. So it has put people into too many situations that when you run small business, to generate the profit to pay back your loan becomes an issue. So the app company too, and this Nigerian culture of be honest and tell the person, okay, this is the issue and all that. Let them be able to talk with you. Let them know where you are. If they call you and they can speak with you, I tell you they will not be going about talking to people you know. That's good.
All right. Thank you very much for calling to share your thoughts. 99.3, hello.
Hello, my good evening, man.
Good evening, sir. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Ayinchukwu.
Ayinchukwu, good to have you on the show. What do you think?
Okay, so I have been called several times, you know, by this guy.
Okay.
One problem that I have is that they could be very, very rude. And then they're called to threaten one, you know, over a loan someone else, you know, collected. Like some other contributors, you know, have actually said, integrity requires that one who has borrowed money, you know, should pay back. But what I think these lenders should actually do is, in that terms and condition, they should provide a space where you fill in and give them a name of someone, you know, who can stand as a guarantor, you know, for you. So with the person's consent, then you can fill it. So when the person, when that name is provided, then the company should contact the person to confirm. You know, banks actually do that when you fill in as a referral, you know, to open a new account. They'll call to confirm. So without that, calling people to, to embarrass them for me is very unethical. You know, when I didn't consent to being the person's, you know, guarantor, I don't think I should get involved in it.
Okay.
So each time they call me, I tell them I don't care. I'm not going to do anything about it. They should go and get their money from the person. I collected the money from them.
Okay.
Well, Sandra, well done. God bless you.
Thank you, sir. Bless you as well. Thanks for calling us. 99.3, hello.
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 Yeah, good evening.
Good evening. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. My name is Margaret and my location is Ikorodu.
Okay. Welcome, Margaret. Go ahead. Tell me what you think.
Yeah. I see the point you're making, but it is very ethical for them to harass you. Yes.
Okay.
As one of the contacts. Because this person agreed with the terms and conditions.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
You saw it before you ventured into it. So why, when they told you that they are going to do that, you didn't tell them that you didn't decline and say no, I will not accept. You went ahead to take the loan, you have used the money and now they can't reach you. They have to harass your contact because that's the only way they'll get their money back. And then I want to relate it to something.
Okay.
We Nigerians don't, I don't know what we really want, because if you relate it to the elites who are embezzling our money, we talk about naming and shaming. So is this not a way to see these people, naming and shaming people that are a person that is incompetent? We still want to rid the society of crime. How else will you prove that somebody is incompetent if the person has taken loan and the person doesn't want to pay back? Is that person incredible? These are the people that will still go up and to become our leaders. So the person should be named and shamed. Because we want to rid the society of incompetence. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much for calling, Margaret. Do you agree with Margaret? 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Hello. Thanks for calling, sir. What's your name?
Yeah, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
My name is Val. I'm calling from First Act.
Val, good to have you on the show. Tell me what you think.
First things first, I think it is unethical. First of all, I will see it as a defamation of character. Why? Because they only defaulted in the repayment of the loan.
Okay.
They have no right to conclude that the person is a fraudster or the person is a thief or whatsoever, and going about defaming the person's character. All they would have done was to give a leeway to prove that this person has defaulted and has failed to comply with the terms and conditions. Then after that, you can go further to prosecute. Now, embarrassing other people by distorting the privacy of other people, notifying them of what people have done with your money, so-called money whatsoever, I think is unacceptable. Why? Because those people are not aware of this transaction that happened between you and that other party concerned. Now, what they would have done in their own terms and conditions, they would have, I wanted to suggest that they put in names whereby they could contact before going ahead to process any loan for anybody.
Mm.
They contact maybe a guarantor or a shortee to say, this person wants to take so-so-so loan, and the person has chosen you as a guarantor or as a shortee. If there is any need for failure or failure to repay these loans, we will hold you accountable and start harassing that particular person. On that note, it is quite acceptable.
Mm.
They harassed some of my friends, and when I called some of them to speak with them, one told me, you can imagine the amount that he was owing. I said, how much? He said, what, that 20,000 that he was supposed to pay on a particular day, but their salary, they shifted their salary day by a day or two. Immediately, he defaulted by just a minute. He started embarrassing the particular person by this, by encroaching on the privacy of other people. I think it's a failure. It's a failure on their part. You are granting loan to somebody you don't see, you don't have access to. You should come up with more conditions or modalities to at least know this person facially, know this person one-on-one, or know somebody that you can hold accountable. Not harassing contacts in the person's phone. I think they should amend their terms and conditions. It's advisable. And it's a failure on our system. If we didn't have issues within our financial system, I don't think people will be going about taking money from these particular apps. So it's something that the banking system
needs to take a look at,
work and improve upon.
All right, thank you so much for calling, and thank you for the points that you just laid out. Thank you so much. We're going to take a break. When we come back, let's talk about even if it works. This shaming, what did they do? Did they work? Because you get on eBay, say, wait, if you like, shame me for marketplace. I don't go pay you your money because I don't go pay you your money. So does it even work? That's a conversation we'll have after the break. I am Sandra Ezekwesili on social media, S. Ezekwesili on social media. You're listening to Balogun and Broad on Hard Facts. It's the realest business show on radio. Don't go away. Guys, what is good? I have good information that would definitely put smiles on your face from Jumia. Jumia has something called the Reckitt Benckiser's Brand Day. Get amazing discounts available on Reckitt Benckiser's products on Jumia's official store. Some of these amazing products are the Cool Antibacterial Soap, that's the 65G pack of 6 for only 751 Naira. And you have the Durex Feels, 6 packs of 3s at 1,188 Naira, and the Sensitive Hair Removal Cream 100 ml for 1,159 Naira. Amazing! Jumia also has the Jumia Prime. You can save on every order with Jumia Prime with zero delivery charge. For those who buy regularly on Jumia, subscribe to Jumia Prime and pay 1 naira for 1 month. The Jumia Prime subscribers will get 10% off on the first order during the Jumia Black Friday sales. Oh my God, this is definitely a deal to grab. Jumia also has available the 5K store. Now, the 5K store has everything for 5K or less. Items available on the 5K store include laptops, bags, sneakers, fashion accessories, and much more. The 5K store is available every single day. Not to forget, you can pay on delivery, as customers can get vet products on delivery before making payment. Customers who are skeptical about putting their bank details to shop online, and also customers who want to take advantage of the deals during the Black Friday sales but prefer to pay cash or with POS on delivery. Make sure you grab hold of this amazing deals and have a beautiful experience shopping on Jumia.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We'll be right back.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. You're listening to the Realest Business Show on radio. On this show, we talk about the issues in the news that and how they affect businesses of all sizes, and also how they affect the people who work for these businesses.
If you earn a living, you probably own a business, work for one, or want to start one. Business is central to your life. But do most business shows really speak to you?
Today on the show, the billion-dollar valuation of
Balogun Broad does. Let's talk about the stock market and Alaba market. Let's talk about share IPOs and diesel supply LPOs. Let's talk about Broad Street.
The Nigeria Stock Exchange recorded an all-time high of
and Balogun Street.
The maximum I will spend on fuels on Fro was 4,000.
On Balogun and Broad, Wednesdays at 5.
And today, our Our big question on the show is if it is ethical for loan apps to contact debtors' friends. You may have heard of some of these loan apps. They are apps that allow you to borrow money without a collateral. Lots of private people and small businesses are rushing to these apps for loans because getting loans from formal financial institutions is difficult, you know? And I told you that the reason there's a difficulty, plenty. One of them is that 80% of the loans from a bank of industry, for instance, to entrepreneurs are non-performing. And before the break, I told you that non-performing loans are basically loans that debtors have stopped paying back. So think about the fact that 80% of people who take these loans from the bank of industry, at least, are not paying back the loans that they've taken. So when it comes to giving loans without a collateral, the formal institution, the formal financial institutions, they're not very ready to give this money out. But these new loan companies are. Now, what do they do in return? They get contacts from your contact list and they send them messages when you default on that loan. But here's my question. Does it work? I'm really curious to hear what you think about this business model itself. So we've talked about the ethics of the creditor telling these contacts about a default by a borrower. We've talked about whether someone who was not involved in the transaction, who did not consent to anything, should be receiving these messages. Let's talk about if it even works. Will shaming borrowers work? Let's leave aside the ethical debate about contacting the people. Do you think that if Nigerians know that their contacts will be told about their debt, will they be more likely to pay back? Why? Or why not? So that's number one. Then let's also talk about non-performing loans. Why are so many Nigerian borrowers unlikely to pay back? Is it a cultural problem? Is it a social problem? Is it a fault of the lenders? Have lenders not done a good enough job assessing their debtors? Is it a systemic problem? Has the system failed to give the lenders the data and the tools they need to assess and to assess and track debtors? I'm thinking of some countries. So, for example, I'm thinking about some countries where you have universal credit scores. Those credit scores are tied to people's national identity numbers. So if you borrow from me and you refuse to pay back and I report you, it will reduce your score. It will affect your ability to borrow from somewhere else tomorrow. Now, we don't have one of those sort of systems in place in Nigeria, but until we do, are there ways that lenders are currently using to assess loan applicants and also track them down and reclaim their money? So two conversations we're having now. You can still talk about the first part of this conversation, the ethical part. But more importantly, does it work? Do you think that if as a Nigerian, you know that your contacts will be told about your debt, it will make you more likely to pay back? If you say yes, it will, tell me why you think so. If you say no, it will not, tell me why you think so. And then talk to me about why so many Nigerian borrowers are unlikely to pay back. Is it a culture problem? Is it a social problem? Is it a fault of the lenders? Are the lenders not doing a good enough job assessing their debtors? Is it a systemic problem? Has the system failed to give lenders the data and the tools they need to track their debtors, to assess their debtors? Until we have the system that some other countries use, what are the ways that lenders are currently using to assess loan applicants and to track them down and reclaim their money? 01465-7190, 0700-993-993-993. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. Facebook, Nigeria Info, 99.3. Hello, thank you for calling us.
Yeah, hello.
Hello, what's your name?
Yeah, thank you. I called back, Margaret.
Hi, Margaret. Welcome back.
Yeah,
keys. And you just said you brought something worthy of note. You said non-performing
loans.
Loans, yes. You see the reason now. These people are acting based on experience. Now, a bank wants to give you a loan. They will come and they will see something physical they will hold on to. That's the collateral. But these people don't have, they don't do that. So there I blame them. Do you understand?
Okay.
Because when you said, is it a social? Yes, it's a social default. And also the problem of the lenders not going to assess the credibility or something about the, yeah, the when it has to do with credibility of the borrower. So it's a problem. But I still want to buttress a point, which I said earlier. I said, so long as you ventured into this thing, you signed up, you knew the terms and conditions. If you had a challenge, there is a way to, is there a way you could go back and appeal that, okay, this is the situation.
But does it even work? Will it work?
The time for, what's the deadline? I can't meet up.
Okay.
If you think the companies will not have that understanding, then you rather choosing to decline their calls and messages.
Now, will it even work? Do you think that Nigerians, knowing that that thing will happen, would, do you think it will stop them from not defaulting on their loans?
If they knew it was part of the terms and conditions.
Yes. Do you think it will help them repay?
Included. Yes, yes, of course, because there are people in your contacts you won't want them to know how, you know, maybe incredible, or how I put it, how dubious you can be, or incompetent. Because your friends will now know that, oh, I can't even do business with this person. So it's going to be an embarrassment to you. It's going to be like a social stigma. You're going to be isolated. I think it's good.
All right, Margaret. Thank you for calling. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. Hello, good evening.
Hello.
Good evening. What's your name, ma'am?
Hello. Yes, this is Joy.
Hi, Joy.
Yes. You see, Nigerians, I don't really know what we want.
Okay.
These loan companies actually make things easier for people, for easy accessibility of people getting loans,
money,
whereby banks can even give you. You can get as low as 2,000, 5,000, depending on what you need that loan for. And they give you, on the first time basis, they give you lower amount. If you're able to service your loan, they give you bigger amount. So everybody shouldn't be like the banks, whereby they need their collateral. You're not actually looking for much amount of money. So now, if you see people who are helping you out to give you loan, why then are you defaulting? Why then are you not paying back? This is an integrity issue. I feel this is actually working because all your contacts, you have some people who might want to help you. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, you have some people who might want to help you in one way or the other. So when they see these messages, they look at you like, this person, does he has integrity issues. You might lose some kind of contract based on this. Because if I have somebody in my contact and I see such messages, I'm going to be looking at you like, this person, you have integrity issues. I don't think I should give you to handle for me. But I think it's going to work. For them to embarrass you, that means you've defaulted. You read it. Terms and conditions. The fact that you're saying that people in the country are informed. The person who took loan, when you know, for the terms and conditions, the time states that you will allow these people access to your contact. So for me, I should meet the person who collected the loan. Why did you collect a loan, okay, and you defaulted, and that is something, I shouldn't disturb the loan company because you were the one who accepted the fact that you're going to meet up with your own obligation, but you didn't do so. So these are ways which they can actually get their money back. Banks, see what you just read the other time. 60% of people are owing, they are not paying. It is actually affecting other people who are genuine that want to collect loans from commercial banks.
That's right.
So these little loan companies who are actually helping traders, you know, little people in the street, just to have something for you to, you know, money for you to use for what you want to use for, and you refuse to pay. They call you, don't pick your calls. Of course, they should embarrass you. I feel it's working, and it's working for them. That's why they keep doing so.
All right. Thank you so much, Joy, for calling. Adelaja Olushola Esther says, Sandra, I love what we're discussing. I've been sent such SMSs on several occasions and I feel threatened. Imagine the loan company telling me I won't be able to travel out or process a visa as my contact details will be sent to the embassy because I'm an accomplice to a fraudster. I think what can be done as a solution to avoid all of this embarrassment is for the company to get a consent form for the borrower's contacts before granting loans, since they have access to the contacts. All right, Adela Jaudushala Esther, thanks for your message. Gordon Okolie says, the only issue I have with this loan thing is that when you finally make the payment back to them, they don't deem it right to still notify the contacts, telling them that this particular person has paid up his or her debt. They will just leave the impression out there that the person is still a debtor. Okay. Sandra Wahala Deo, please read this message you just read. That message you just read is from this particular company. They are very arrogant, very disrespectful. I wanted to sue them for sending me such messages. I looked for their office online. At Lekki Phase 1, I went there, but behold, the receptionist I met in the so-called address on the app told me that there's no firm like that. She also said that lawyers and police officers have been looking for these people working for the company. Okay. As for calling the contacts, it's very bad because after calling the person a fraud, you still beg the person to pay. So what is it for? My name is Ugochi. My problem is that they will threaten you even when you have paid. I personally have issues with a particular brand. I paid them since last year, but for days now, they've been threatening to send my picture to all my contacts that I am a debtor. Below are my proof that I have paid. Even after all this proof, I'm still being threatened. Please, who do I report to? Because I can't stand my pictures being sent out. I have no idea, man. I wish I had the answer to that, but I'll do some research. We'll have to do a part two of this conversation. I'll do some research and I'll come back to you with an answer to that question. Sandra, my name is EGK from Ogba. You were just given a hypothetical situation about EGK borrowing money and Sandra being disturbed. Next call that came in was from EGK. Anyway, a bank cannot take third party collateral from me when I want to take a loan. So good governance from the lenders demands that they get across to me when my contact is presented for a loan in the first place from a third party. I've received those calls as well. AGK, thank you for your message. More people sending us messages here on WhatsApp. Sandra, I think it's unethical to call or harass a person who was not contacted before giving out a cash loan. When you do something without my consent, then what is my business? That's a message from 2XL. 2XL, thank you for messaging us. My name is Wale from Ikorodu. It's unethical for any loan company to disturb anyone that did not partake in any terms and conditions. My suggestion is to block their numbers when they call to avoid disturbance. Sandra, about the loan, I believe a lot of people are just selfish when they collect loan and refuse to pay. Also, the company needs to re-strategize before they give you the loan. Just like Uncle Jimmy said this afternoon, you need to contact the guarantor before giving the loan. Toby Arobadi with that message. Toby, thank you for your message. Sandra, it will not work simply because when they already embarrassed you, you will take your time to pay back. Let me come back to the phone lines. 99.3, hello.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening, sir. What's your name?
I'm Bola.
Hi, Bola.
In
welcome.
Fact, it's nice that I am able to get across today.
Okay.
Because the program you put on is very, very germane and very interesting.
Thank you.
For instance, I have partaken that loan of a thing.
Okay.
And when I was, I paid the first installment, the second installment, I was able to meet up, but the third one, I wasn't.
Mm.
And in fact, out of fear of being embarrassed, I sent series of messages to this line because they had no, they didn't call me, but I started sending message to them. But do you know what happened?
What?
When money landed in my account, before I knew what happened, they just wiped it off. That is number one. Then number two, when we all people that have been talking since morning, God forbid, bad thing. Nobody likes to take loan. But at times when you are hooked, rather than for you to go to Tade and be begging and they'll be telling you stories that had it been you are here yesterday. This one is fast. Truly, it is fast, and they are trying their best to help us. Once the government is not doing the needful. It would be better for them, at least, if you fail to pay in time, they should have given those people some time. Ask them what is happening, like renegotiation. You can renegotiate loan. Sorry, I supposed to get my salary this week, but unfortunately, social thing happened in my company. It should be next week. Please, can you extend it to next week? I don't think there's anything bad in that. So, honestly speaking, I'm not blaming them for retrieving their money through any other through series of means. But at the same time, they should be careful embarrassing people. And after making the payment, for instance, had it been they have sent my name to people and they have deducted their money, how will they save my face? Because they will have embarrassed one. So, honestly speaking, I like this, your program. Honestly, I really love your program. God will continue to enrich you in wisdom.
Thank you very much.
God bless you, my sister.
Bless you as well, sir. Now, I have a question, right? So, if you're owing one of these loan companies, right, and money enters your account, and when you were signing your terms and conditions, perhaps one of the things you signed for was for them to get access to your accounts and to be able to, collect their debt as soon as the money hits their accounts. Are they in the wrong for doing that? As the money they enter your account and they collect them, collect the money where they owe, obviously they collect extra, maybe the interest as well. I don't know how it works. I mean, are they in the wrong here? We'll take a final call and then we'll call it a wrap. But not to worry, next week, Wednesday, on Balogu and Broad, we'll talk about this some more because it's a huge issue. 99.3, hello.
Yeah, Auntie Sandra.
Good to have you on the show, Frank.
Mr. Frank, the Vice President of HeartFast.
Welcome to the show. Hello? Oh, sorry about that. Call back if you can, 99.3. Hello.
Good evening, Sandra.
Good evening. How are you?
Yes. I'm Mr. Kenneth from Ikorodu.
Good to have you on the show. Welcome.
Yes. Concerning the topic you brought this evening, or afternoon rather, I would like rather blame those people that are giving loans. The reason being that some of these loans that are given to people without guarantor, you know, this asset or the thing for people that have close contact with you, they know all about your handset, and they will carry it and go and be borrowing. I had a case that someone, they sent me about 9 financial institutions that borrowed the total money. So if they could not put their system in a position to know this person has borrowed here, I will not give him. They shouldn't be borrowing people money, because how can one person will borrow 9 financial institutions at a time, and they will not know? So I blame them. If they cannot have the system that other countries have to know whether this person borrow and is able to pay, they should not be giving loan. If possible, they should contact their guarantor, as other people are saying as well.
All right. Thank you very much for contributing it. Like I said, next Wednesday on this same business segment, Balogun and Broad, we'll come back to this subject. But for now, my time is done. We will be back tomorrow at 3 o'clock, talking about 3 of the biggest stories that break tomorrow from 3. And then at 4 o'clock, League of Extraordinary Nigerians, as well as Eyewitness, will take the air. And then at 5 o'clock, we'll have another debate here. Tomorrow's debate happens at 5, not at 4. So make sure you're here listening when that happens tomorrow, 4 p.m. I'll have another set of sharp secondary school students debating for a chance to win 1 million naira. We're almost done with the round of 16. Next week is the quarterfinals. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili on social media, S. Ezekwesili. Lagos, thank you for your time. Thanks for listening. Those were your hard facts. Good night.